Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Boys, we are back in Studio G, where we love to be and where we belong. Welcome, everyone, listening to us and streaming us live on fatguyradioshow.com/live. I'm excited to be here. DT, how are you?
I am great.
I am too. I'm going to need you to do me a favor because we talked about your crooked ass. Can you please adjust that monitor so it's not crooked? Because I feel like I'm about to thank you very much.
I thought I adjusted the lipstick. That's good.
You have a crooked eye. You have a walleye without having a walleye. We discussed that before the show.
So, like, why you got to throw me on the bus?
You basically called him Wally.
I know.
I didn't call you Wally. I called you walleye.
He called me Forrest Whitaker.
Or Michelle Obama.
Hold on. No. Let me get you in the shot, Liv.
Hey, Lady K chiming in off the Twitter. I can't tell you how many times I've apologized to Lady K in the last week.
You kind of like be your L?
I didn't be my L. We just had some technical snafus after the live show last week. Woo! As DT drops ice in his pants. We had some technical problems after the live show last Saturday that we weren't aware of at the time. Because the show seemed to go very smooth, but we'll get into more details about that. But, you know, I was thinking as I contemplate my own mortality over these last few weeks, I wanted to look up statistics on things that we would do that we normally do if we lived until 80. I explained that completely wrong. Let me try that again. Things that we would do if we live till we're 80.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
I'm a little out of it tonight. I'm sorry.
So these are things that we would do if we live to 80.
Yeah, things that you would do if you live till 80. And I did a little Fat Guy Radio Show math. According to all of our ages, these are rough estimates. If Lip lived until he was 80, it would be 2071.
Okay.
And if DT lived till he was 80, it would be 2069. Shocker. That's such a devious little giggle. And if AJ lived to be 80, it would be 2081.
Ooh.
It would be the year 2081.
Wow.
And if I lived to be 80, it would be 2018. All right. So
here are some things,
and I'm going to give myself a little bit of music because, you know, I love lists. And we don't do lists when I haven't had time to prep an opening bit. We just do lists because lists cool, right?
Exactly.
Oh, all the levels are way up there tonight. All right. You will blink if you live till you're 80. You will blink about 513 million times. As DT blinks.
What?
513 million?
513 million times.
That doesn't
times.
Seem like a lot of blinks for 80 years.
80 years.
That's 30.
About. That's an estimate.
Yeah, because I just think, I just blink like 5 million times now.
Well, that only means you're going to live until you're 70.
Shoot.
You will sneeze 70,000 times.
What about those people who have, like, sneeze in fours?
I have sneeze attacks all the time. My allergies are killing me right now. Yeah, yeah. Those people are going to live
for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Those people will live until they're 40.
Apparently, I don't ever sneeze.
No.
Is it true that they say when you sneeze, your heart skips a beat or something?
Yep, that's why people say, bless you.
I thought they said... God bless you, and it's God bless you, because I don't have the power to bless you myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
oh,
God, Allah bless you.
Buddha bless you.
Krishna bless you.
I ran out.
I did too.
I don't have any more.
I don't
Jehovah
either.
Bless you.
Lip, Lip came with one off the head.
Oh, Jehovah's here to bless us.
Or is that that lady?
I thought.
Oh, wait, I'll get the door.
I thought they said that like, when you sneeze, that like it opens up the pathway for like demons to get you, and that's why they say bless you to bless away the demons.
Mate,
or is that Yanni?
Maybe that's how I got fat. I sneeze so much, and there's nothing but demons inside.
Fat demons.
Fat demons.
Food demons.
You will laugh out loud 290,000 times and double that number if you listen to us.
And triple that number if you text.
Yeah.
And quadruple that number if you're on Snapchat.
You will and Lip, you will sweat 74. You will sweat out 74,000 gallons of water in 80 years of life.
Just water?
I sweat that out in 1 week of work.
I sweat that
especially out. In the summertime if you live in Arizona.
Yeah, that's a year for us. I sweat 74,000 gallons just standing up out of my office chair.
I believe it because you're fat.
You will spend over 27 years of your 80 years alive sleeping.
I've already slept through 27 years of my life.
No, there's no possible way because you sleep like 5 minute increments.
Yeah, but I sleep all day.
You don't.
So if you add day. if you add those 5 minutes up, I sleep five minutes every 30 minutes. So that's what? At least 10 minutes an hour.
I don't have a calculator. I'm not that smart.
So 10 minutes an hour, 24 hours in a day, right?
Right.
So that's what, two? No, that's not right because I get 8 hours of sleep.
See?
I do get a whole 8 hours too every night.
You'll take over 218 million steps. 218 million steps.
Unless you're very active.
I guess those steps get less and less as you get closer and closer to 80, because I don't know too many 80-year-olds running marathons these days.
So now I'm thinking, like, when you're 80, do your eyes just stay open all the time?
Because you don't blink
anymore?
Like,
you don't blink?
No, like, we'll just adjust the statistics then.
We're too old to blink. Blinking's a young man's game.
Well, isn't it when you get old, everything is, like, really slow? You drive slow, you blink slow.
You die slow.
You walk slow.
Slow and painful.
I know. Slow and painful.
Just
death.
Imagine you're laying there and you can see your last breath coming out of your body. I was talking to a teacher today and we're talking about like how when you get punched and the wind gets knocked out of you,
mm-hmm.
how it feels like you're dying because you can just feel all the air leave your body and you try to catch your breath, but you just can't catch it. It's elusive. You're like,
you need to have a Pokemon hat on so you can catch them all.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll borrow yours.
No, I don't have one. And sidebar, we got Dustin.
With Dustin's Pokemon hat on?
He does not have a Pokemon hat on. We got
looks
Dustin.
Like he could be his
Dustin
brother.
From Stranger Things. The
he could
pop.
Be the Pokemon brother.
What are these called? Pop dolls?
Yeah, pop.
Yeah.
Says it on the box.
I can't read, Lip.
You got your glasses on?
He's black.
You will walk 100.
How dare you tell him he's black?
How dare you?
He didn't catch it.
You know I'm a little slow.
He didn't get. He would catch it on the replay. He didn't. He wouldn't even know if you hadn't said anything.
That's true. I would have went right past it.
Well, I'm buddy.
He doesn't listen.
Today.
He doesn't even listen to his own show.
I don't have the energy to fight to you tonight. To
fight to you.
To you.
He's not even spoken it.
He's discombobulated.
He's slow. Can't be good. I don't know what that means. You walk 113,000 miles. That's like walking around the entire planet 4.5 times.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah. If you play with, like, you know, you're out in sports and moving around a lot, that could be a higher number.
Exactly. Especially if you play basketball.
This is my favorite. You'll spend 2.5 years cooking. For me, that would be probably double.
10.5 years?
10.5 years of my 80 years cooking. You will spend over 3.5 years eating. Go ahead, DJ. The joke is set up for you to go.
I got nothing. Except for that Corey's already spent 80 years eating. Because that's what that mother lover does every minute of every day. I'm surprised he doesn't have a turkey leg in his hand right now.
I wish I did. Here's another one for you, DJ, to set up. You'll eat 25 tons of food.
Mm. 25 tons, that's it? That's like you eating yourself.
25 tons of food. I could knock that out by lunchtime. Your fingernails will grow a total of 9.5 feet. You'll never know it because you clip them off.
I got to stop clipping my fingernails. I want to see how long my fingernails grow. So from here until I'm 80, I'm going to see how long my nails
Please
grow.
Please don't do
I
that.
I think if you take in more vitamin C, it helps them grow faster.
You have to
actually
keep
vitamin
them dirty.
B.
Is it B?
Yeah. Or no, it's biotin.
Because that's what's in dirt. That's why guys that work out in the field and have dirty, dirty hands and are in dirt all the time, their nails grow long and strong because that vitamin is in the dirt.
What?
That
biotin?
Digging in,
biotin?
Like that.
Yeah. Biotin?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lady K. I'm slow tonight. Lady K is making funny funnies over here, and I'm so damn slow I can't get it.
What'd she say?
I'll tell you at break because it was...
It was a little juicy one, huh?
You'll personally use 4,239 rolls of toilet paper.
Personally?
Yeah.
How many?
4,239 rolls of toilet paper.
That's a lot of crap. I wanted to say something else, but I don't want to make lip work tonight.
They probably factored that into the fact that you're going to be processing 25 tons of food.
Oh, okay.
See how those numbers jog out?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how many times you actually wrap it around your hand, you know?
Now,
yeah, because you do got those people who wrap like half the roll around their hand and then just do all
one
of it
in
one smooth wipe, and they're like, oh, I'm clean.
Yeah, and then...
And then you got the people who just take two squares, wipe until it's totally clean.
That's too much. And then that's why lip stays in business.
Or you just get it like military style and you pop a hole in the middle of it. And...
the heck?
Oh, what? What?
That's what I've been told. I never
No, you have not been told that. You yeah, tried that.
And then you got those people who poop and then hop right into the shower. And yeah. They don't use any toilet paper.
Or they got a bidet.
Yeah, but then you don't want a cockade in the bidet.
What?
That's when you poop in the bidet.
Oh, why can't you cockade in the bidet?
Oh, because where's it going to flush at?
It covers up the fountain?
No. You know what a bidet is?
It shoots up the water and everything up into your butt.
But it's a toilet, too.
Yeah.
No, it's a separate one.
No,
it's a toilet as well.
No, they're two different things. It's not a toilet.
It is two different things. A bidet is can be flushed.
But a bidet is nothing but a toilet with a water jet coming out of the back of the seat.
No, because then why would they have a bidet right next to a toilet?
Because there's times where you don't need a bidet and you just need a toilet, and there's times where you need a bidet and you don't need a toilet.
I'm pretty sure there are bidets that don't flush.
Why would it not flush? Where would
there's
all that
drain.
Go?
There's a drain, but it's not a big drain like in the bottom of your toilet. It's enough for water to pass through, not like solid waste.
Lady K, do bidets flush? Let's ask Lady K. She knows everything.
I don't feel like there's a giant hole in it because it's not gushing out that much water. It's kind of like a filter on your sink.
Where is everything going to go then?
It's water. It's water. And
I've seen bidets that flush.
I've never seen a bidet that flush. But again, I don't work in plumbing.
He is yelling. Like, he's really, really loud lip. Please look at the levels.
I don't work in plumbing like lip. And I'm not super rich like you.
No,
so
I'm not super rich. And I don't know much. But I have sworn that I've seen bidets.
I've never seen a bidet.
I guess we're going to learn.
That flush.
Hey, bidet, whatever you say.
Get it?
And finally, you'll spend, in the vein of bidets, 1.5 years in the crapper, in the bathroom, if you live to be 80 years old.
How many?
1.5 years.
That's it.
Unless you're constipated all the time.
That's very, very true. And I can tell you right now, I would just pray at this moment that I could spend just half a year in the bathroom.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You didn't answer my question. Are you happy?
Of course I'm no happy. Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob. I've got bigger titties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself. God. Sorry, I farted. It's a long road ahead.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze, hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business. Here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world, folks. And I'm talking about you. And even Lady K. Lady K, I'm sorry. I glanced down at it and I didn't read the full tweet message. But I explained it to all the guys and they said, oh, Corey, you're a jerk. So I apologize for that. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Side note.
We like this show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Folks, anytime and every time you need or want something from Target, whether it's in the store or delivered to your door, remember fatguyradioshow.com/Target. It's a great way to save money while supporting this show. Click the Target banner on our website or by tapping the Target icon on our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Target, expect more, pay less. Well, everybody, welcome to the showdy. Whoa. We had such a fun time out at the Mesa Spark Festival of Creativity last Saturday.
Yes.
Thank everybody. It was so nice to get to meet so many great people and a lot of new listeners tonight are probably tuning in for the first time. So we welcome you to the Fat Guy Radio Show clan. I like to, you know, every time we do one of these live shows, there's always things that happen that, you know, we bypass or we overlook because it's, you know, it's not necessarily something we want to bring up to the show. But yeah. I just want to kind of recap that night because it was, number one, it's a long, long day.
Oh, very long day.
A very, very long day for all of us. And we're not bitching and complaining about the fact that it's a long day. We love doing it, but there's a lot to going into, you know, moving everything out of this studio and moving everything to some remote location, especially in Mesa.
Oh, my gosh.
And then someone came up with a bright idea to put us on 8-foot platforms.
Right.
That weighed half a metric ton.
No names. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't know how much they weighed since me and Lip did all the carrying.
I take that back. You're going to take that back. I take that back. Good God, I'm having such a moment of aphasia.
Did you carry them on Monday?
Because we, number one, they were picked up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So they never ever touched the studio. But they couldn't go back until Monday. So after the show, you guys know this, we had to bring them back to my house and put them in my garage. And yeah, you guys were kind enough to unload them. It was a two-man lift. They went very, very heavy. But what we're talking about is that we had these 8 foot by 4 foot platform staging.
Yes.
Yeah.
To elevate us off of the ground when we were out in Mesa. And people walking by, it was more visual for people that were there. It wasn't anything that necessarily aided to or taken from the production of the show.
Yeah.
But I was responsible for, number one, the vehicle that we normally use to move equipment around the city is down. Yeah. So because these pieces of staging were so big, I had to borrow my dad's truck, my dad's flatbed truck, his work truck, his stinky man's feet smelling work truck that he gets in sweaty and dirty and nasty. And I had to drive that thing around the city. So I had to pick that up on Saturday morning from his place, go to the rental place, pick up the staging, and then meet you guys at the studio to pick up the rest of the equipment that we were putting in DT's truck.
Yeah.
So when we were done with the event, yes, you guys loaded them up, and yes, the guy at the rental place loaded them onto the truck at the time picking them up. But when it came Monday morning, those things were still sitting at my house, and they had to go back to the rental place, which was just all on me. Lip was at work. You were at work. So it's me, okay, my dad's truck, and those two massive pieces of staging and all the other little components that we ended up renting for that show. And I am proud to say I successfully calculated a plan. I did some metrics. I did some fat guy math.
So you hired somebody else?
No, I figured out how to how to inch them over inch by inch, scoot them over in my garage, backed up the truck to my garage, as you know, without coming into the garage, and lined it up and then flipped it. I know this is very visual, but flipped it and let the top end rest on the tailgate of the truck. Then I went to the other side, lifted it up, and just slid it on.
You know what's so funny?
And then I did the exact same thing for the second piece because there was two pieces.
That's exactly what me and Lip did, except for we didn't have to inch it out. We just carried it over.
Well, there was two of you guys.
And then I lifted up one end, I put it down, and then Lip pushes, and then I make sure it's centered.
It was a great
right lip.
Yes.
It was a great exactly look, and they were so heavy they didn't have to be tied down. And yeah, then, you know, the chairs that we rented because we, you know, we had guests and everything else.
I still have scars from carrying it when the stage kept hitting me.
The stage was hitting you? How was the stage hitting you?
Well, because me and Lip put them on our shoulders. And
really?
They dangled down, and it kept hitting us in the legs, right?
Yeah.
I know. I never saw that.
And I got a scar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Battle wound.
Yeah.
Show battle wound. But shout out to Intern, the Intern, the Formal Intern, Return of the Intern.
Yes.
He did an amazing job. I challenged him with marketing the show and getting flyers out. And I can honestly say that once I was here putting the studio back together, I looked at his stack, and his stack was half of what it used to be. So he did a very good job on that. But.
Oh. Got a call from Mesa.
Oh.
But something went wrong with the video replay.
Ooh.
So we pulled back the curtain here. There's no secret about it. We pulled back the curtain because we, you know, it's just us. We family. We family.
Yeah.
Something went wrong with the video replay. And I.
Oh, hold up. That's why that one went all. Remember I told you that one of them went all the way through? No stops. And one of them did half and then half.
Yeah.
That's why it went all the way through.
The camera, there were two cameras.
Yeah, the camera with you and guest
right.
did stopped.
So let's give a little bit more background. So at the live event, we had two brand new HD mini cams.
Which, by the way, was a pain in the butt to figure out how to mount them things.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to give it to you and Philippians, DT and Philippians figured it out some way to mount it, and it was beautiful. And the concept was great.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into this video debacle, I'm going to say that I accept half responsibility of the video replay not being available.
And I accept zero responsibility.
Of course, that because that's what you do.
I'm going to accept like a quarter of the responsibility.
I think you should accept a tenth of the responsibility, and then 40% of the remaining responsibility will go on the intern.
Okay.
And I'm going to say why. So the cameras were there. They were affixed to the edge of our table, pointed in. DT had surmised that one camera will capture me and the guest during the interviews, and then the other camera would capture me and DT during the fill sections in between the interviews. And if you haven't heard this show yet, it's Spark Festival. Go pause this right now and go and listen to that, and then replay this show. Unless you're listening live and you've already heard the Spark Festival. So the cameras were a great idea because we wanted to capture them. Where I screwed up is that I forgot to pack the batteries for the lights to illuminate everybody on the table.
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea to use some of our staging lights in a different manner. To the naked eye, it looked like they worked. To the camera, it did not. Everything was black. And all you could see was little lights, a little shadowing coming up. The display that you and I both looked at, DT, looked way different than what the camera actually captured.
Wow.
So it was completely dark and nasty, and you couldn't see anything. But that's not where the major problem came in, because we could have brought that video back to the studio, which I tried, and brightened the exposure in editing and did some kind of tricks where it wouldn't have been, you know, this beautiful HD quality you get out of the studio. But we would have had something to pass off from that live event where people could have still gotten, you know, a feeling of that.
Yeah.
So I uploaded the camera that D-Tay set, or that D-Tay turned on, because at the stop, we wanted the cameras to sequence up to start so that the time codes would be the same. So it would be easier to mix in the clearer audio. The camera that D-Tay started rolled perfectly. Perfect frame, everything, except it was too dark, which wasn't your fault. The other camera that was on me and D-Tay, camera two, somehow, which is the camera two the intern turned on, somehow he hit some button where it took that camera from HD down to SD in the smallest possible quality and completely cutting off the framing that D-Tay set prior to us starting the show. So we only got half of me and half of D-Tay, which is completely useless for us. On top of that, some other setting was changed on the camera, which made it capture the show not in one part like the other camera did, but in two sections. The show was broken up in 40-minute sections, which would have made a nightmare trying to edit and put those together seamlessly.
Whoa. Hold up. I think you got that confused, though, because the camera that pointed to you and Guest was the one that had it in two sections.
Nope. The camera that pointed to me and Guest came out, when I ripped out the video, it came out one whole roll.
Well, because that was the first one I took down, and I showed Lip. Remember?
It was 40-40.
It was 40-40.
Nope, that was... No, I guarantee you.
And then the one that the intern had turned on, pointing to me and you, was all straight through, and that's what I was saying to Lip. I was like, that's probably why, because it was such low quality that it kept it all on the same, where mine was the higher quality, and it broke it up again.
No, because the...
We figured out when it was at the highest quality, it broke it up into like five sections when we did the live
one. When we did the run test here in the studio. I could be wrong, but I recall seeing the 1280 16:9 video that was framed perfectly, was all in one. Maybe it broke it up in two when you watched the replay in the viewfinder.
I think it did, because camera two
with me and you, which was on the other side of the table, that one was broken up in 40-40.
No, because when I pulled it off, the moment I pulled my camera off, the one in faith to you and Guest, I was like, dang, Lip, it did it again. He's like, what? And I showed him, I was like, it's broken up to two. And then we took intern's camera, and I was like, this one has it all straight through.
Okay, so then that's logical. And I could be wrong. I don't know. I was so frustrated with it because, number one, I was trying to fix it. Number two, it wasn't syncing to the sound properly. It would sync up for like the first half of the clip, and then the audio would just go out of whack.
Yeah. You ship them back?
No, it wasn't the video. It wasn't the cameras itself. The cameras did what they were supposed to do.
Well, why did they break it up though?
I don't know. Well, the only thing that I can consider is why it broke up, logically speaking, is that it was a high quality. So it had to capture more, but it had a huge, and I know we're getting really techie, but it had a huge card in there. I would have thought it would have came out as one.
Yeah.
So, but it's still, even if it wasn't two or if it wasn't one, it would have never matched with the other camera, because the other camera's complete settings were adjusted.
Totally different. Yeah.
Completely. I don't know. And I did remember for a moment while the intro of the show was playing, the intern was fumbling a little bit more than you were by just clicking the record button on the top.
Yeah, and
he fumbled a little bit more with that camera, and he must have reset something or did something, because even when we ran the test here in studio the week prior, both of them came out with the same quality.
Yeah.
But it still sucked because it was poorly lit. And that was my fault.
Well, we all had to live and learn.
That's the reason why we didn't have...
And then we get
the
loves.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we didn't have the video replay.
Sorry.
It wasn't you. You had nothing to do with the cameras.
No, I'm saying sorry to our
listeners.
Yeah, we apologize for that.
Sorry, Lady K.
Sorry. We won't do it again. Oh, wait, let me get to it.
We will try not to do it again.
We will try not to do it again. Bed 5. It is not. It's 9.
We are sorry. Oh, so sorry. Sorry.
do it again.
So that was for Lady K.
Okay.
But we're going to take a quick break right here. And as with all live shows, or the last two live shows, we've set a trend where something breaks. And I want to get to the bottom of it here, because this break was not accidental. Somebody made the mistake, and I want to know who. And two of the people that were involved at the time of the break are in the studio, and we'll find out on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Enjoying my time, you know?
Uh-huh. So you took the magazine that you found in the yard.
Yes.
Into your room.
Yes.
It was once in the house. It somehow made it to the yard because of some catastrophic event that happened in his family's house. That was probably a flood or somebody's bong water spilled on it.
It was actually my grandma's house we're staying at.
Oh, God. You wiped it at grandma's house. You cannot beat your... at Gram's.
Well, I lived at my grandma's house. Where else was I supposed to do it at?
Outside in the yard like normal people do.
Well, anyways,
I guess I was a bad grandson.
She let him store his stuff there, rained, whatever, the boxes got destroyed. Okay. Anyways, I got the magazine, I was in the room, enjoying my time, and then, you know, so I would, you know, finish or whatever. Then
right.
Nothing.
This is great.
Well, one day I was there, sitting there, enjoying my time, and then I did
scare the out of you, did.
And I was, I didn't know what the hell to do. So I pinched my.
Oh, snap! Oh, no! That's the promo.
It didn't work.
Oh, God! I pinched my head to keep performing! I kept coming! That's a good episode right there, folks. Oh, boy. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is tax season. We've got a few weeks left. If you haven't filed now, I don't know what the hell to tell you, but if you're waiting on that I-9 or that W-9 or that WD-40 or whatever the hell you're expecting, you need to get to Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and get all of your tax filing needs, and do it through fatguyradioshow.com by clicking the Amazon banner. Remember, Amazon, if you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com or by using the official show app by tapping the Amazon icon. Amazon, so easy, they put a smile on the box. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that clip you just heard is from the return of our Afterburn bonus show, but we'll get into that in just a few minutes. I want to figure out and get to the bottom of the broken rig key. We have this portable rig that we take out with us on all of our live events, and we were packing up. It's the end of the night. Everything is going back into the trucks.
Yep.
And I walk over to bring something over to the truck to go in. And Lip looks at me and says, hey, one of the rig keys popped off and broke off into the lock. And if you're watching our live stream, I'm holding up a picture of the broken key. Now, there are two keys because two keys come with these rigs. The keyholes are at the top of the rig. They protect the equipment that is inside, and it's basically the brain of our whole radio operation when we're on the road. These things just don't break by accident. So Lip looks at me and he says, hey, the key snapped off in the hole. And I look back at him and I says, keys just don't snap off in the hole. And I was tired. I felt myself getting irritated, so I just walked away after saying a couple of words. So who was by the rig at the time of the breakage was one Philippius, the executive producer, mm-hmm. and one Daniel Taylor, the associate producer. Mm-hmm. So, boys, please take us step by step, because there's no way that this could have been an accident. This is clearly negligence. And the reason why I say it's negligence, because number one, it's going to cost us a couple of gur to get that key redone, replaced out of that rig, which I have to explain. And I want to know, because I didn't want to know at the time, because it would just ruin the whole entire night for me. How in the hell did it happen, when it happened, and who was involved when it happened? DT, I'll go to you first.
Well, see, what had happened was...
What had happened was... See, that right there is an indicator that somebody was not paying attention.
Nah, so this is my whole thing. Who leaves keys in the rig?
Okay. That's a very good point. That's a very good question. Who locked the rig is the question.
I don't know.
I'm going to defer to Philippius for this. Philippius, who locked the rig?
I locked the rig.
You locked the rig?
Yes.
So is it safe to say that you also left the key in the rig?
Yes.
Okay. So now we know how the key got into the rig.
So the moment the show was over.
Yes.
And I did my part of taking down the table. I took off the video.
Yeah.
Because I was in charge of videos.
Yeah.
I took off the videos, took all the clamps, put everything in there. I got all the lights up, did all of that. As soon as my part was packed, my next thing was to go and get the vehicle into the loading area so that we can just pack up and go.
Right.
Makes sense. I come back. I'm parked. There is a cart waiting with all the stuff there.
So the cart was packed up, which included the rig.
Yes.
So the rig was placed on the cart.
So it goes,
and other items were placed on the cart that were equally heavy, our speakers and everything else.
So on the cart at the time was the only thing that wasn't on the cart was the speakers. I always take those by myself.
Okay.
So,
macho
arm in arm.
Man.
Yeah.
Macho.
So,
man.
When I came back, the cart was there, and it had the rig at the bottom. It had the both bags behind the rig.
Both cable bags.
Both cable bags behind the rig. And then on top of the rig was the cable crate.
The cable crate is...
by far the heaviest thing.
It is by far the heaviest thing because it has all of the electric extension cables that we utilize to run power to wherever we are.
Exactly.
And there are, I would say, an equal 500 feet of thick electrical cable, extension cables in that crate. Probably. And the crate itself weighs more than the rig.
Yes.
The rig is very lightweight to be able to be portable.
Now, there was at one moment where me and Lip were, because I helped him wheel the cart over. There was one point where me and him were wheeling the car over, and I think we hit a bump.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And the cable crate shifted, and we had to catch it. And I think that might have been the moment.
The key snapped. I think we identified how the key got into the lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lip, why wasn't the key pulled out of the lock after you locked it and thrown in the bag?
Well, I didn't want to lose it. I don't know where you keep it.
It goes in the bag, the bag that
Second
it came
of
out
all,
of.
I didn't put the crate on top of the rig. There was nothing on top of the rig. So I don't know who put the crate on top of the rig.
How did the crate get on top of the rig?
Like I said, I went and retrieved the vehicle. Lip didn't do it. You didn't do it. My mind only says one other person could have done this. And I hate to throw people under the bus.
No, there's a huge bus parked in the parking lot. And PJ from Parker off the Twitter says, Corey looks like he should be holding a blues guitar with that V-neck and goatee. Thank you, PJ. So your Lady K off the Twitter. So your snake broke the key. No, not the snake. The snakes broke the key. I'm sorry. So go ahead, finish your thought. Because I feel all the pieces lining up, but yet there's still a couple of holes here.
So I feel like everything that's gone wrong at this show has one common thread.
Mm.
Don't like to say it, but
say it. Go ahead and say it. Because we got to get to the bottom of this, because I got to go back to the powers that be and explain to them why we're going to have to pay to get this
fixed. I think we have to find a new intern, the former intern that became the intern again.
So you're saying that it was intern that put the crate on top of the rig?
I think so. I didn't personally see it, but Lip said he didn't do it, and I know for sure I didn't do it.
Well, now the mystery thickens. while Lip was loading up the cart, you were moving your truck. Intern, the intern, was working with me. Ooh. He was not moving the crate.
Mm.
Intern, the intern, was with me taking down the promotions table, taking down banners, and getting ready to prepare to break apart the staging.
Mm.
So intern, the intern, unless he is able to give us a different point of view, and he must have did it. If he did do it, he did it when I wasn't looking, but he was by my side the whole entire time. Because if you know, he was the one that actually broke down the stage and the rigging. And all of that stuff had to be gone by then in order for him to get to the staging and rigging. And I specifically remember he and I over at the promotions table breaking that down.
See, but he didn't help Flip wheel it over, but I'm sure he could have thrown it on top.
I'm not saying that it's not possible.
And if it wasn't him, there is one other guy that I could think that probably may have done it. And I mean,
are you thinking who I'm thinking?
If we're thinking the security guard,
then, I was thinking the security guard
because he did come over and was trying to be helpful, and he was great all night. Yeah. But I mean, maybe it was Rufus, the security guard.
What we did have a stand-in Rufus out there, and that's where my mind just went right now, because if intern was with me, I am 95% sure he was with me for 95% of the time breaking down. Because if he wasn't with me, you had your responsibilities to do, D-Tay, and you, Philippius, had your responsibilities to do. And intern, the intern, is still learning, so he loves to just go off and smile at something that was jiggly and switching.
Yeah.
So I had to keep him on a tight leash. So it could be possible that security may have picked up that crate and put it on top of the rig, because everyone in this network knows damn well that it is very light bags that go on top of that rig.
Yeah.
Because the most expensive equipment that we move is inside that rig.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an easy thing to put together. It takes us days to put that together, which we don't have to do anymore because we now have two separate setups now. So we don't have to move anything out of the studio in order to put it in the rig. But that is the most precious part of what we do.
Yeah.
So there's no way for us to verify whether or not the security actually put that up there, because the security is probably now, I don't know, guarding a bougainvillea somewhere.
Probably. I don't know. I didn't even know that's what they were called, a bougainvillea.
Yeah, we learned that too. Listen back to the Spark Festival for the security.
Leaves are leaves to me.
Leaves are leaves. But the key broke off.
Yeah, it did.
And in the locked position, which is what Philippius verified, he locked it. So if we dig down to the one that is the most quietest during this discussion, if the key, you know how I love to get to the root. Let's dig to the root. Let's not place the blame. Let's get to the root of the problem. Where did it initiate? What should not have taken place in order to avoid what happened, and what should not have taken place?
And I felt bad too after it happened, because the moment it happened and I saw that, do you remember the first thing I said to you, Lip?
I don't remember.
Oh, because I didn't say it nicely either. I was kind of pissed. Did it happen? I was like, well, who the heck leaves a key in the rig anyways? And I felt bad after I said it, because I was like, Lip, you probably left the key in the rig. He goes, I didn't want to lose it. And I was like, you put it in your pocket at least.
You put it in the bag that it came out of.
Yeah.
Because you unlocked the rig too, didn't you, Lip?
The key was in the rig when I got to it, so I put it back where I found it, basically.
If the key wasn't left in the rig, it would have never had the opportunity to be snapped off.
True. But I put it back where I found it.
Well, just because you find a baby in the woods when you're done playing with it doesn't mean you put the baby back in the woods.
Come on, man. There are wolves out there.
I didn't leave the baby there to begin with.
I don't know why that was funny. There's wolves out there.
So now, since you found the baby, even though you didn't put a baby out there, now you are an accessory to murder.
You are an accessory to the murder. And you are an accessory to the murder of the key being broken off into the rig, which is now you're going to have to go with me to explain why that part of the. Now, the good thing is, though, Lip, if there is a silver lining, it broke off in the back.
Ooh.
Because if it would have broke off in the front,
oh my
we
gosh.
Wouldn't have been able to get any of the parts that we needed. Our headphones would have not come out of there. The board would have not been able to come out of there. But the good thing is it broke off in the back, which is not the essential part of the rig. So that's okay. A good thing, if there's any silver lining. So, moral of the story, Philippius left the key in the rig.
Yeah.
I guess so.
What say you, Lip?
I take 90%.
Wasn't the last live event that we did, weren't you behind something snapping and breaking?
I don't even know what snapped and broke last
The event. Tent.
That was the last event we had?
That was the last event we had where there was a breakage that resulted in a repair that was costly. And that was, I had left that live event to go to a GCU game.
Mm-hmm.
And you and my former radio partner were left to break down the tent.
Yeah.
And the tent was collapsed upon itself and one of the bars in the tent snapped.
Yes.
So you were involved in that too. Now
I
you
was
did,
involved in that, yes.
Now you did fix it. I will give it to you that you did fix it. This one, I don't know how to fix this one other than having I don't even know how to get it out.
There's a couple tricks.
All right, because what I did when we got it back to the studio, I just, took out what we needed to take out of the front of it and I just put it back in the storage closet. Cause I don't know anything else about it. So we solved the mystery. See, we did good. We did some good. Now no one's feelings are hurt except intern the intern.
My feelings are hurt.
How are your feelings are not hurt?
Well, I was security. Just start throwing cable carts everywhere.
He was a very helpful security, the security guard. Now security did jump in.
Oh my gosh, a very pivotal moment I saw of that
live show.
It's like watching like the replay of a great football play.
It was a scary moment, bro.
Let me tell you from my point of view.
Okay. It was a scary moment.
Lip wants to describe Lip, it, so
give,
we got
Yeah, Lip, give it to us and tell us from your point of view. And then DT, give us your point of view.
So I was there, right? And I'm kind of off to the right of where this guy came from.
Yeah.
So he's coming out from the left side, and he was a black guy. He was dark. It was dark outside.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm doing what I'm doing. I look over at the corner and I don't see nothing at first. And then he actually opens his eyes. he turned the corner, man. And he's like, big. I came like, around the corner fast. And he like opened his eyes real big. And I was like, whoa. And then I seen security approach him. I was like, whoa, that was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It was like one of those things where you're like, don't expect it,
Yeah.
Because everything's just calm right there, at first.
Was that your point of view?
That was my point of view.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna recant my point of view.
Because you were up higher than me. I was lower.
Yes, I had a bit of a higher
vantage
point.
So basically, I only seen his head almost, because the table was covering his body.
Okay. So now I'm going to cut you some slack because you saying he was a black guy and you didn't see him until he opened his eyes kind of made me feel like you're a bit of a racist.
No, that's what I see.
But no,
that's messed up.
So let me recant my side of the story.
Yeah, how did you see the guy?
So I'm sitting there and I actually saw this guy because Corey was doing an interview.
Yeah, I was talking to Keeline Manny.
So because Corey's talking on his interview, my position is to look towards my left where everyone's sitting.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, and in my peripheral,
because we're on the platform, it's the interview on one end, me in the middle, and then DT on my right side, and then off of DT's right side, off of the platform, was Philippius's rig, and then next to Philippius's rig was a promotions table,
yep,
and with the banners and everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in my peripheral,
your peripheral,
I'm able to see who's walking up and down the sidewalks, and I see
this guy.
Because
we were literally on the corner of Main and
center
in May, no
center, not central, because
central in Mesa. Main and center, literally I would guesstimate 500 feet from the live street corner. There are cars whizzing by, the light rail trains are going by us.
We are literally
right there.
Yes. So I can see people coming up and down. So I see this guy walking, I'm thinking, oh, it's just another pedestrian walking up,
right?
Then he makes a beeline. And this dude doesn't just walk around the corner. This dude whips around the corner like,
Yeah, like he was
like
he was on a mission. And he was like, on a mission.
Oh, snaps. What is this guy doing? And right when he comes around, he's like, Oh, yeah. Got it. Oh, you want it? I have it. You need it? You want it? I got it. You need it? We have it. Who has it?
I got it.
And I was like, okay, dang, bro. And out of nowhere, security just like, boom,
bounce,
tackles him.
So
I'm like, he didn't tackle him. But
he
went up to him and was like, hey, sir, I don't know what you're doing, but you might want to get up out of here. Because if not, I got a gun on this side and I got mace on this side. I got a taser on my back pocket. Like,
he was loaded down.
How do you want it? How do you want it?
Yeah.
Because this ain't going any pretty for you.
So I'm sitting there in the middle of the interview and he didn't come into my eye because I am looking at Keely.
Yeah.
And he came up behind Keely on that side of our platform. So I did not see him walking up the street. I did not see him until he appeared from behind our pop-up banner that was off to the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And when he appeared off of the from behind the pop-up banner, he made a beeline to the platform.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there and I'm wanting to take my composure and without moving my head because I didn't want to alert Keely because before the show, before we went live, we had a lot of transients that were coming by our location, sitting around, talking to themselves, biting on air and talking to whoever. So I was a little concerned and I pointed it out to the festival promoters and I said, hey, we need a security guard because they told us that, you know, we wouldn't need to bring any of our security guards that we employ or that we bring out when we do these things. They were going to have them for us, but we kept seeing security guards drive past. They were doing drive-bys. They were doing, you know, look-ons, but no one was steadily there. And I felt that it was going to be a little bit more of a problem because there is a transient issue in that area of downtown Mesa.
Yeah.
But they were more than willing and able to provide us a security guard to stay there. And they kept one of the security guards, one of the actual, I believe her name was Turquoise.
One of the promoters
was there. So
I thought it was Violet.
Some of them colors, the color of your mic cable.
It was purple.
I don't know.
It could have been purple.
It could have been blue. It could have been purple. I don't know.
I know my mic cable shirt not purple.
It is purple. So
it's not. So
Turquoise is sitting there and security guard is sitting there. And then we had another security guard that was behind us. So we were covered, but I didn't see this dude. This dude was scary. This dude did not look normal.
Yeah.
He was too damn happy to come too damn close to what we were doing. But we were so professional enough where we didn't break stride. Kaylin or whoever she was, a girl talking about the Yoshi Pokemon Kumasatra, whatever the hell it was. She didn't even know that it was happening because it happened to her back. But without moving my head, I just moved my eyes over to see if security had noticed him. And luckily, he did.
Oh, yeah. He was on it.
He was on it immediately. But that was a terrifying moment because that dude, like you said, DT, he was not moving slowly.
No.
He was moving with purpose.
Yes.
I mean, that dude was moving with so much purpose, you would have thought that he was on a Justin Bieber purpose tour. I mean, he wanted to get to us, and he didn't know what the hell was going on. But then there was the other creepy guy that I don't think anybody else saw or notice, but the creepy guy that was standing behind our trucks that never turned his head to look at us as he was standing leaning up against the wall, and he just stared at me out the corner of his eye. Creepy short dude. Let's go. What?
Never seen him.
I think I might have seen him.
You think
at
him?
The end.
You guys walked by him at the end. You and the intern walked by him when you went to walk the festival real quick.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
And before we go to break, just real quick, safe home to Chubby Checker. We lost Chubby Checker. We found out breaking news when Earth was like breaking while we were at the Spark Festival. And you two don't even know who Chubby Checker is.
Can we talk about that when we come back?
Because and we also got to get to trailer talk.
I got some news for you.
All right, and we never got to Afterburst. We got a lot to pile in on this next break. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Got radio show.
Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hello from Halo. That's Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company. Folks, you see me with it all the time. It is my Triton 2 filled with Sub-Zero e-liquid, and it is my Halo Cigs. I was at the Phoenix Suns game last week, and one of my coworkers there, he was telling me, he's like, hey, dude, let me see that. That's sick. It's sweet. I told him, I said, dude, it's Halo 6, bro. He's like, well, look at the one that I got. And he whipped out this pen that was almost the size of Halo 6, but it looked like it had come out. It looked like it fell off of the side of the RoboCop when somebody shot at his arm and they just put e-liquid in the top of it. It looked horrible. I told him about Halo 6 right then and there. He went on his phone. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, clicked on the Halo Cigs banner and ordered him a Triton 2 system right there as we were walking through downtown Phoenix on our way back to Talking Stick Resort Arena. Halo Cigs, folks, I'm telling you, the quality, when people see these, they know and they recognize there is nothing else like this on the market. Halo Cigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the Halo Cigs banner there. Philippius, give it to Lady K, please. She needs it.
What?
What did I say?
You said, Philippians, give it to...
I'm having a day.
Lady K, she needs it.
DT, give it to Lady K. She needs this.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. What the heck are you doing?
It's going crazy.
That's what's going on in my mind.
All right.
So, very quickly, because we got a lot to get to.
So I didn't know who Chubby Checkers was when you said that.
And it's not Chubby Checker. It's Chuck Berry. Thank you, Lady K. It's Chuck.
Damn it, Lady K. Damn it. That's what I wanted to get to.
You don't see all
that. Oh, my gosh.
You don't see all. I know you're tired, baby. You don't see all that.
Lady K, you stole it from me. When he said that in the beginning of the show, I Googled. Chubby Checker, because I was like, oh, who is this? He's the dude who sings a twist.
Come on, baby.
Let's do the twist. So I Googled him because I remember I told him, he told me, oh, a former radio show person told us, hey, Chuck Berry died. And I was like, oh, I know who Chuck Berry is. 16 Candles, Little Red Corvette.
Right.
I'm just playing, not Little Red Corvette, but.
Little Red Corvette.
That's Prince.
They both dead. He deaded it too. People are dying.
I was like, oh snaps, I got this. I was like, yes, I finally got something that I can like, boom, have the listeners go back. Look, he never said Chuck Berry. He said Chubby Checkers. And then I would have had something, but Lady K, you stole my thunder. I love you, but you stole my thunder.
She did. And I'm glad because she stole your thunder? Because she's looking out for me. She didn't want me to come across here on the microphone looking like a
Lady
fool talking
K,
about Chuck
did,
Berry.
Were you not listening to the preview break? I said, hey, I got something to say to you about Chubby Checkers.
Chubby Checker is dead,
and then
too.
Lady K, you... No, he's not.
Oh, no. Well, she probably got it on the delay. I don't think you can blame Oliver.
Lady K.
She was looking
tweeting.
Out for me.
Stop
was,
tweeting, Lady
no,
K.
Keep tweeting, Lady K.
Stop. You're killing me right
keep
now.
Keep tweeting, Lady K.
You're killing me, Swans.
Rip that shirt off, Lady K. Here's the thing. She was correcting me. She was looking out for me because she knows I'm in a depleted condition tonight. I'm in a depleted condition.
I had one locked and loaded. I should have said it before the break. I should have been like, you mean Chuck Berry? Boom. Dropped it and then went right to break.
Yeah.
That's what I should have did.
See, now what you can do is that now you can have angry sex with her.
Ooh. Yeah, Lady K, keep tweeting. Keep tweeting. You're going to get all this.
Down to the chip.
What was I going to say?
Ooh,
I'm
down
sorry.
To the chip. Are we going to the toilet talk?
Yes, we're going to go to Trade Talk in a minute, but I want to give a happy birthday shout out to our friend TJ at Offbeat and Unique Vape Shop and Lounge.
Oh, nice.
Out in Gilbert. And he is celebrating, I believe, his 19th birthday today. So happy birthday to TJ out there at Offbeat and Unique Vape Shop. And it's a Halo 6 bit, but they carry Halo 6 products out there too. So go out there and you can get, you know, an e-liquid to support them, but then order your system through, you know, Fat Guy Radio Show. .com. And we didn't get to it, but Afterburn is back. We played a promo for it. There was a Instagram image that was released earlier this week. People are excited for this. Now, let me say this now. We have partnered with Patreon.com. Patreon.com. Is there a, this is what I got off Twitter all week after that image was posted up. Is there a charge for Afterburn? Yes. It is $3 per episode. That's one episode per month. We will drop a new Afterburn episode once a month. The March episode, the March Afterburn episode is up and posted. You go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, and it takes you right to our Patreon site. You have to sign up. I know it sounds like a hassle, but you only have to sign up once, and it's only $3. Now, why are you charging us for this? Because we've got to keep the show going financially, folks. And Lip, you can attest that when we first started, we had a donate button.
Yes.
We were asking people just for money. We didn't give anything. We asked them just for money. We're not doing that anymore. We have great sponsors and you guys do an amazing job doing that. But this devised by our new unofficial official business manager, this is going to be a way for us to produce revenue. And we're not asking you to just give us money for no reason. We're giving you now a fifth show every month. And it is uncensored. And we will give you little clips as commercials during the free show. But you have to go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. And I'm going to tell you, it was a long time since we've done one of these. And this last show, March's episode, is one to get, because if you ever want to know us differently, you definitely want to get this March episode. DT, why are you refusing to make eye contact with me?
What?
You want to get this episode. So, all right, we got through that hard break. It was a hard break. So let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be Trailer Talk. And if you haven't looked at our trailer, it's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fatguyradioshow. We will be right back after this.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I see me as a child. I remember being read bedtime stories by my parents, and it would have been really cool if I would have gotten the ability to have a book that starred me. And that's what I see me offers, personalized children's books. No better way, no better feeling as a child than receiving something you can call your own. Shop now through the banner on our website, I see me. Personalized children's books. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lady K, we are working on that part, baby girl, of the Afterburn show being interactive. We're getting to that point, the video portion of it. And right now, the Afterburn is just audio. It is just the audio portion, but we will have the video portion eventually. But baby steps, we're taking it little by little. There are a lot of projects on the table right now to take this show to the next level. So we're doing little by little and sprinkling out bit by bit. So thank you for your patience as we do this, and all the stopgaps and securities are there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that everybody loves so much. It is this week's Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are free. This week's featured trailer is Aftermath, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Scoot McNairy. Two strangers' lives become inextricably bound together after an error by an air traffic controller played by Scoot McNairy causes the death of a construction foreman's played by Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife and daughter. Directed by Elliot Lester, in U.S. theaters March 31st, worldwide April 7th. And it's 92 minutes long, which I think is a really good length for a movie.
Yeah.
Lip, you saw that trailer. What did you have to say about that trailer, bud?
I say it was kind of, I don't know, it gave me enough, I guess, to want to go see it.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious on what he actually does at the end. You know, he wants a apology, basically, right?
Yeah,
for what happened, you know, to his wife and daughter, right? And she was pregnant at the time, correct?
Yeah, she was.
And she, throughout the whole thing, is like, I just wanted a sorry or apology. I don't know what he said. Sorry or apology. I don't know.
Yeah,
something like that, yeah.
So at the end, it shows him actually knocking on the door of that guy that actually caused the wreck. And he, and that's it. I'm like, wow.
So it made you, so the trailer made you want to see the actual movie?
I want to see it.
DT, what's your take on it? Get to the chopper.
The chopper.
The plane wouldn't crash if they were in the chopper.
It is I. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Formerly the Governator and the Terminator. Now I'm the Forminator.
The Forminator.
Looking for an apology. An apology from this guy. I honestly, it's a classic case of changing lanes. You know, it's classic case of man with his pants down.
What?
Yeah. There's a point. I'm going to get to it.
Okay, get to it, because I don't know where the hell you're going right
this
now.
This trailer was predictable. It's predictable. I'm telling you, what it is this guy's family's gone. He starts to obsess, looking at the photograph, wanting an apology. He's going to track him down. Obviously, you saw.
He found him.
The dude in the trailer changed his whole life, gave up his name, got a new name, whole new life. Got tracked down by Arnold Schwarzenegger because apparently this foreman's ex-CIA or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Based on true events, I can see that they both purchased weapons in the trailer.
Yep.
Or at least one of them did. And that's the dude protecting himself. And Arnold shows up at his house like, knock, knock, mother lover. I told you I'd be back, baby.
See,
and now he's back, and they're going to get in a physical confrontation. One of them's going to die. I'm hoping my money's on Arnold Schwarzenegger dying because he's old and decrepit.
Yeah.
I had a look up when his tenure as the governor of California ended, because I'm like, this dude is way too active now. I guess he misses being in the spotlight since he had to give up all those years for governor.
I don't
want to see this movie.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't agree with you either. Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger definitely has some mileage on him. He is no longer the action. He doesn't have the action hero disposition any longer.
Yeah.
So my question was, is this the first time he's ever done a drama like this? Or has he done dramas like this before?
He's done some action dramas.
But they were always action related.
Some of them were, but some of them, I'm trying to think of.
I remember Kindergarten Cop. That's the only thing that I could remember that wasn't all action.
There was one where his memory was, it was pretty, that was super action. Total Recall.
Yeah, that was action.
That was total action. He had a lot, there was a lot of drama. He didn't know what to believe. And you don't find out until the end that the whole thing was a dream.
Here's the thing. They gave too much in this trailer. They gave way too much in this trailer.
Yeah.
You saw the whole movie.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you won't be able to unseen unless that moment when he comes to the door and he sees that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. The only way they can twist that in the actual movie is that if that's actually a dream sequence, that would be the only way they would be able to spin it. But I agree with you that it is completely, totally predictable.
Total plot twist. That was a dream sequence. The whole movie is one giant dream sequence. Then the guy gets the coffee and actually diverts the planes. Boom. No one dies. Movie ends. Roll credit. Plot twist. I just M. Night Shyamalan the hell out of that movie.
You
sure did.
You just M. Night Shyamalan it all over. All right, Philippians, how many broke back mountain keys would you give it? Details, how many interns under the bus would you give it?
17. And that's a bad number. That's how many interns I want to throw into this train wreck of a bus.
I would give this three creepy homeless men coming up during an interview. 3 out of 5 because the storyline kind of looks cool, but it's predictable and it's based off of true events.
If you want to know the ending, just
Google the news. You know, but I was Arnold Schwarzenegger. It might be time to just go ahead and hang it up. You got more money than Jesus. Why do you still need to be out there doing movies? Get out of the way and let somebody else come in there and pick it up from there. That's my.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing for Harrison Ford.
That's true. He needs to stop flying planes.
But I like Harrison Ford.
I know that much. He needs to stop flying planes. That's all that I do know.
Wow.
He keeps trashing. And that's your trailer talk, ladies and gentlemen. No, we don't play the song. We'll play the sound.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Made no sense to play it the second time.
It messed me up now.
Yeah.
So what movie are we reviewing?
My Foot Up Your Ass.
What?
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Up Corey's ass, right?
Exactly.
With a poll. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
This is our 3-minute sports segment here at the end of the show because we like to put it at the end because everybody's like, oh my God, they're talking sports. I got a little bit of a gripe to air out.
Okay.
TNT, where they air NBA basketball on, which I think TNT should have every NBA game, in my opinion, other than the national broadcast ones where ABC pick them up. But even then, they should have the TNT commentators on there. One of the reasons why I love watching basketball on TNT is because of their host, Shaq, Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith, and Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
For the last few weeks since the All-Star break, I want to say, TNT has replaced Kenny, Charles, and Ernie and Shaq with former players, and they're calling it TNT Players Only. That means that all the players are doing the commentary when they go to timeouts, when they go to half times, and before and after the show. Every former player in the NBA, if they were made out to be a commentator or a broadcaster, we wouldn't be looking at Shaq and all the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
Clearly, Shaq, Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith, even though Kenny the Jet Smith is annoying as hell to me at times.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley, they all have the commentator, and that chemistry between them is the reason why I watch TNT's basketball broadcast.
Yeah.
Because of those four. I don't even pay attention to the game half the time. I want to know what those four are going to go. I want to see the arguments between Shaq and Charles Barkley over if someone's a good player or an unranked player or a high-ranked player or if was a call a foul or was a call not a foul. I like that dynamic. But TNT has taken that away from us since the All-Star game and even all the way down to that horrible idea that they have, which is the, I can't remember what it's called, Area 51.
Oh, Kevin Garnett.
Or Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett is the worst person to have on television. It is so... contrived. It was like he had some dirt on somebody at TNT that the only way that dirt was not going to be revealed publicly is if he got Area 51.
I thought you liked that in the beginning.
No, I never have liked it. Kevin Garnett is he's just too far. He's just way too far. They had to give him a dump button that sits right next to him because he can't control his cussing. And I understand that that's a bit, but I am not a fan of the Area 51. It brings absolutely nothing. He sits there with other non-commentator people after going
for like Rasheed Wallace. Yeah, oh my gosh, who put Rasheed Wallace back on TV?
Like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching this professionally put together production for The Fool with Chuck and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny, and then they cut to Area 51, and it's like we go from Harvard to
ULO Mass. I'm sorry, Nick, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
But we go to grade school. Kevin Garnett brings absolutely nothing. He takes away, and all the guys, Shaq, Ernie, Kenny, Chuck, they're all laughing at him.
And I said it wrong. It's UMass Lowell.
Yeah, they're all laughing at him. It's not worth it. But I need TNT to get away from this players-only commentary, and I
so
hope
what,
this
what
isn't
players
some,
do they have?
They just keep bringing in random mush-mouth mumbling players.
That's horrible. Like, honestly, the only players I like listening to on TNT are those three that you named.
Right.
Because Ernie Johnson's not a player, but he's a commentator.
He'd play basketball.
In, like, grade school. He even admits it.
Yeah, he did.
He ain't play no college ball.
That's true. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Finish your thought.
But I like Reggie Miller, too. When he's on court, he's on court.
Reggie Miller is cool. He needs to come out the closet, but Reggie Miller is cool.
Like his sister?
Him and his sister just need to go ahead and get you know, just, you know, whatever. But breaking news whenever it feels like breaking off the Twitter. I don't know. I have no clue who you are, but your last Twitter is like 447 something something. He sent me a link that I opened up, and he says, it's only temporary. Turner's TNT will debut a brand new NBA Monday night franchise title, players only, for 5 consecutive weeks of double header action. So it will eventually go back. The last game is tonight, March 20th, or next Monday. March 27th is the last time that we will see.
All right, then. The double header. So
I'm fine with that. Thank you, okay. Whoever you are, 4477 off the Twitter. So I'm fine with that. Get us back to that because I love those guys.
Yes.
I need my.
And I feel
Shaq,
like I feel like why it works so well is because Shaq, Kenny, and Charles can actually talk sports.
Yes.
Because they talk about experience as a player and whatnot. But then Ernie brings an outside perspective and then brings it all back together and has that whole like commentator. Like, right. this is my day job. I've been doing this. You guys play basketball. I'm going to let y'all have that.
He steers the show.
I'm going to drive this mother lover.
Yeah, and then you got Kenny the Jet Smith that comes in there and just talks out the side of his ass most of the show. And he doesn't shut up. He doesn't shut up.
No.
You know what he is? I got it. You know what Kenny the Jet Smith is? I got it, ladies and gentlemen. I got it right here. Kenny the Jet Smith is literally... He is literally
what?
The Wayne Brady of the NBA. He is so cookie cutter, smile all the time, and not afraid to offend anybody. He's always right. He is the vapid commentator on that stage that has the most to say about everything, knowing nothing.
And that's what Wayne Brady is.
Wayne Brady is the black what's the person that I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. Wayne Brady is like the black Tom Jones, just that clear, polished, don't offend nobody
it's
type of music.
It's not unusual for me to say.
Kenny
what
Jett
you would
is
like.
The Wayne Brady of the NBA, and I said it.
Okay, I guess I can see that.
He sucks, man. You know what? He probably has some very good valid points. But man, shut the hell up every once in a while. And they cut off Chuck so much. I just want Chuck to just come across that table on TNT and just bitch slap all three of them.
He needs to.
He really needs to.
But then he also needs to learn how to speak, because when I hear Chuck talk, like, I know I mince words a lot.
And, I do too.
And we got letters about how bad I mince my words.
Yeah.
But.
Trash cans are full of letters.
And I'm not like those San Antonio women, though.
Mushmouth. One quick question before we go.
What?
Can I still, for the NCAA bracket, can I still cheer for Gonzaga?
Oh, yes, Gonzaga.
Please tell me they won tonight. They're going to their division. See? Division Championship, right?
No.
Elite According eight. To the bracket.
Elite Eight.
Oh, the Elite Eight? Because I still got my Gonzaga mug. Ha-ha! Gonzaga!
We don't call it the Division Championships. We call it the Elite Eight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't
and
know
And then about... you go to the Final Four, which is each one in your division.
Right.
The winner of your division playing.
Okay.
The other one. So it is a division. It is a division championship.
They won their division.
No, they haven't. Not yet.
Okay.
They're going to the Elite Eight.
But what's important, I can still say, Gonzaga! All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you tonight. Thank you for everyone that is streaming the show live. I guarantee you we'll do a better job next week. And Lady K, of course I did. It's you, baby girl. All right, folks, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. The Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website or tapping the Target logo through our official show app available in the iTunes App Store. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises. To Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Did we ever get Lady K's shirt out to her, Lip?
Yes.
Okay. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Fulpius.
Adios.
He is so tired tonight. And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Side dog.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about? Break a key off into a lock and look them straight in the eye and lie about it. While you're saying, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, ladies and gentlemen. See you at the top.
Hello.
Bye-bye. That's not right.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.